With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. stocks edged back from their record heights on Monday. The S&P 500 dipped 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 200 points, or 0.5%, while the NASDAQ Composite was down 0.3%. Today, the government will report how bad inflation was across the country in July. Economists expect it to show U.S. consumers had to pay prices for groceries, gasoline, and other cost of living that were 2.8% higher from a year earlier, an acceleration from June's 2.7% inflation. 10 million more Americans will be uninsured in the next decade due to changes in President Donald Trump's tax and spend law. That's according to an estimate by the Congressional Budget Office. A last-ditch effort to prevent half of all public transit services from being eliminated in the Philadelphia region passed the Pennsylvania House of Representatives on Monday as a roughly $1 billion Democratic-backed funding plan advanced toward an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled state Senate. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.